ABC Radio Australia.
Now, it's the biggest weekend of the Rugby Sevens calendar, with the World Series rolling into the home of Sevens, Hong Kong. It's a venue where Fiji have had great success over the years, but a win this time will be more welcome than most, with the side having failed to win a single tournament for nearly 2 years now. They go into Hong Kong with a new coach at the helm, Osir Kolasinac, the man who captained the team to Olympic gold in 2016. He was a hugely popular choice to take over when the interim board finally ran out of patience with the Englishman Ben Gollings. But does Kolasinac have the coaching experience to turn things around? Well, since retiring as a player, he has had notable success coaching the women's national team in China, but perhaps the hard work there had already been done for him. Former Fiji Sevens development coach and the Fiji Rugby Union's first video analyst, Oscar Umuumalovo, was academy coach in China for 4 years. He says he would have applied for the job as men's sevens coach if it had been advertised. And he says it was he who put in all the groundwork with China's youth Olympic team, which contained most of the players Kolasinac then led to championship success. You took and coached those girls at a young age. Osir Kolasinac yes. took them on and was very successful. What do you make of his achievements in China as a first-time coach?
I think I did the fundamentals and the basics for 4 years with those girls. And then when I left, about 13 of those girls were drafted into the national team that Kolasinac took. Basically, the job was much, much easier because of them learning the basics at an early age, 14, 15, 16 to 18.
Are you saying, therefore, that we shouldn't read too much into what he achieved with that team when they reached the adult level? Because they went on to become Asian champions, I think.
Yes, because you cannot build champions in few weeks. Champions are made for a very long time. And when I inquire about the team, my contact from China told me that 11 to 13 players were from the group that I took.
So that said, a lot of people have pointed to Osir Kolasinac's success in China as a good reason why he should be given a go looking after the Fiji men's sevens team. But it would seem to me to be perhaps a much bigger jump than it already appeared to be. I mean, he's taking on an enormous task with not that much experience of coaching.
My line of thinking is on that line too, because I'm really upset with how Fiji Rugby Union handles the coaching positions for national teams, because they never advertise that position, because that stipulates in the employment policy of Rugby Union that any job has to be advertised. If it was advertised, to be frank with you, I will be the first one to apply for the post, because I know the drawbacks of the coaches now is their inability to read games through video analysis. Because when I was with Fiji Rugby, I was the first one trained for this, and it builds up your capacity to become a better coach if you know how to analyze players, how to analyze team performance and all those things. Because yes, it's a big jump. It has proven that not all good players are good coaches.
So what is your view on how Ben Gollings fared as coach of the Fiji Sevens team? He won the World Cup, which neither of his predecessors managed to do, Gareth Baber and Ben Ryan. But on the other hand, his success in the World Series was not great, 19 or 20 tournaments without a win. Fiji still third on the ladder, but of course, that's not good enough. Fijian supporters and the FRU demand a lot more.
I think Ben was really not supported well by people who should be supporting him, because I think FRU just handpicked people who they think can be able to do the job, especially ex-players. I'm saying this because I know these players. They come up with players that they like, players that they are from their province. I think Ben was not able to do a good job because of his advisors around him.
Do you think, therefore, that the nucleus of the side that Ben Gollings has built and that Osir Kolasinac has now inherited is good enough to go to the Olympics and win a third gold medal for Fiji?
Yes, basically, because our selection criteria has really changed. We normally run provincial sevens, but now we are selecting from club sevens. So I know it will be very difficult to actually get results, but putting them together in the right environment for a longer period of time, which is what Ben was doing, we'll be able to get the Olympic gold medal for the third time.
Therefore, do you think the decision to remove Ben Gollings was a panic decision and to some degree perhaps brought about by public pressure on social media from fans and ex-players?
I think 70% of the call was from the public, because when Fiji Rugby Union was expelled because of non-compliance and then the Board of Trustees came in, I feel that there were no rugby-minded people in that board to be able to stand with Ben, because we cannot build champions in days or weeks. We need to have a system in place that is running for a period of time and then reaping the results.
So the fact that he went 19 or 20, I think it was in the end, World Series tournaments without taking out any one of them, you feel that there was still progress here, that the team he had was moving forward?
It was moving forward because those people were just raw talents. All they need was fix their core skills, the functional roles of sevens, and then putting them together, playing them together in environment. Because I think most of the times these people are tested in the provincial sevens that is going around. But unfortunately, we are not having those provincial sevens. All of a sudden, they are tested in a World Rugby Seven Series. So you will see that the result will not always be there.
So picking up on the point you made earlier about what Osir Kolasinac did coaching in China, it's all set up for a repeat performance, isn't it? He's going to inherit a side which was in a development stage, in your view, moving forward. Maybe he will be the person to just make them click.
Yeah, maybe, because I think that reputation in the first Olympic gold medal for Fiji, I think that reputation will carry him through with the work that Ben has already done with the selection and the training of the players that are with Osir now.